Network. Well, here we are in hour number four. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. I want to get into the incredible announcements by the Chinese leader ahead of his state visit, signaling the end of the dollar, saying it's got to not be the world reserve currency, and saying he wants the Chinese currency to be that. Of course, a few months ago, Russia and China did start signaling that they were going to engage in trade amongst themselves in a new currency. Now they've chosen the Chinese currency for that. They're now selling it on the world market. So we're going to talk about that with Webster. But right now, Tunisia forces fight presidential guards near palace. They've had three presidents in the last 48 hours there. They say WikiLeaks information on greed of Tunisian president's wife that drove a nation onto the streets to start a revolution. You've got an article here today, Tunisian WikiLeaks putsch. CIA touts Mediterranean tsunami of coups that are going to be coming. And here's another one. AP, U.S. denies WikiLeaks spurred revolt in Tunisia. Webster Tarpley.
Well, this is a destabilization, right? It's a coup, and the general word that you're hearing from the State Department and the CIA here in Washington is that this is now a second generation or a new generation of the CIA people power coup, color revolution, or postmodern coup. And it's now the ingredients being the youth bulge, the fact that such a large portion of the population in the Arab world is under 30, under 25 even, vulnerability of these people to Western social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google.
Yeah, they want to get them socialized so they can inject them with the sterilants and things so they can be trendy and have abortions when they're 10.
They think that Twitter and Facebook are cool. They think the U.S. is cool. But on the other hand, this is now the post-9/11 generation, so-called, according to the think tanks, of people who don't like the existing regimes, but they don't like the Islamist ultra-Puritan opposition. So you've got that. And then the big thing to say is that this is not the Jasmine Revolution. This is a hunger revolution. This is about what Wall Street has done to the world economy, that you have a very high levels of unemployment, and especially now with a wave of speculation with derivatives in the markets. You've got the fuel price, the price for gas, for cooking, for gasoline, for heating oil, whatever else they need, that's gone sky high, and the basic food groups. Now, we're having a tremendous upward spike in the world food prices that are going on right now. So you take that economic despair. This is where the Tunisian events are really rooted. It started with a guy with a vegetable cart in Sidi Bouzid in Tunisia, and along come the police. They harass him. He doesn't have a permit to have his push cart with vegetables, and he's in such despair that he burns himself. It sounds like an Italian neorealist movie of 1945 or something like this, right, where the guy is basically driven to the last extremity. So now the attempt then is that you've got to get the petty bourgeoisie, the middle class, goes into the streets, and they, of course, are not so concerned about the economic issues. They're concerned more about voting or blogging or free speech. And with this, the CIA thinks that they can refurbish the model of the color revolution and the people power coup. You notice that the so-called Twitter revolution in Iran in June of 2009 was a failure. It just collapsed. It didn't go anywhere, right, with Mousavi. The Orange Revolution in Ukraine has now been completely rolled back. The NATO IMF agents Yushchenko and Tymoshenko have been kicked out. The Cedars Revolution in Lebanon did not work. That's an interesting one because they were stopped by Hezbollah, which happens to be a well-organized force.
Stay there. Let's look at this geopolitically and why the Brzezinski School is pushing for all of this soft power overthrow. And then the other question is, what type of governments are they wanting to put in? Why are they doing this? What's the motive? Let's look at the globe and what you see coming up in the next year. Then I want to get into dollar devaluation.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live now into the fourth hour. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest, and we're covering the Tunisian situation, which Tarpley has written a detailed article available at Infowars.com, saying that it's a CIA Mediterranean tsunami of coups. And we do see some media bragging about this while still also denying to the general public. Kind of like we knew back in September that Israel and the U.S. had made the Stuxnet worm to be used on Iran. Now on Saturday they bragged in the New York Times that indeed Israel tested it and developed it with the U.S. at the Dimona facility in Israel. Now confirmed Stuxnet was false flag launched by Israel and U.S. By false flag, they're touting it as a reason to take over Internet freedom because someone created Stuxnet. They created it. So amazing. So geopolitically, undoubtedly, they are manipulating and using the Twitter type system, which we know is State Department backed, which runs the CIA to do this. But why do they not want who's in power in Tunisia? A lot of times they like Arab dictators. They like corrupt, oppressive states. I guess Tunisia wasn't playing ball properly with them. And what's the goal with all these synthetic people power situations going on?
I think the goal is to use Tunisia as a kind of pilot project and get a wave going. And what they're looking at, for example, is Ben Ali in Tunisia had been in power for 23 years. That's nothing. Mubarak in Egypt has been in power for 30 years. The Assad dynasty in Syria has been in power for 30 years. And Gaddafi in Libya has been in power for about 40 years or more. Now, all of these countries are targeted. The gloating from the CIA is that we can use WikiLeaks, we can put out stories about Mubarak and Gaddafi, the Hashemite monarchy in Jordan, another target. We can bring them down because we've got the economic unrest because of the food prices, the fuel prices, the unemployment, the despair. And then we can come in and we get the workers going with that, and we can get the petty bourgeoisie going with our WikiLeaks.
And then what do they do down the road?
Well, here's the idea. The goal of the U.S. in the Middle East is to assemble a coalition of Arab and Sunni states and play that against Iran, the Shiites, and the allies of Iran, whatever they may be. So the approach, and this is the specific Obama-Brzezinski approach. This is no longer the neocons. The neocons would say, bomb everybody to kingdom come. Well, you can't do that anymore. You're too weak. So now you've got to try to assemble this coalition. And you can see one of the key parts is the Israelis are putting out calls to the Arabs saying, you've got to join us against Iran, because they want to get Israel into that group too. The point is that when you've got regimes like Ben Ali after 23 years, now Tunisia is not the key militarily, but it is it's a very interesting country. Egypt, Syria, Libya, they all have, again, these sort of entrenched, sclerotic, really conservative governments that are not interested in wars. They're interested in the status quo. If anything, they want the U.S. to fight the war, right? They'd rather have the neocon approach. So the idea is to try to overthrow these people, and instead of getting an entrenched, immobile regime, you get some unstable demagogue who's going to be much easier to get going into some kind of regional war against Iran. You also want to play them against China and Russia. A couple of examples, right? We know that in the Iranian color revolution of the summer of 2009, this Mousavi, if he had taken power, he was going to cut off all oil deliveries to China. That would be a great thing. The U.S. would be delighted to have this. In, for example, Syria, if you had a color revolution in Syria, assisted by WikiLeaks and the economic situation, the Russians have this naval base in Tartus, Syria, and the NATO planners are very worried about what this means for the Mediterranean. If you overthrew the Assad dynasty in Syria, the very least you could hope to get would be kicking the Russians out of Syria. So again, play the Arabs against Iran, China, Russia, and that's the key to the entire thing. Notice also Sudan being carved in two because the Chinese are getting oil from the wells in southern Sudan. So at this point, the U.S. and the British put on the big push to have Sudan carved into two parts in the same way that Iraq is essentially carved into three parts. This is the Bernard Lewis plan sort of brought up to date. So it's a general assault on the Arab countries. Now, behind all this, as you're saying, the weakness of the dollar. Concerning the dollar, I would say we have a dangerous situation in the sense that the dollar is slowly losing its ability to function as the world reserve currency, but there is no alternative.
All right, let me stop you there because I want to segue into that by documenting this for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. As you know, on Sunday morning yesterday, Hu Jintao called for a currency system, the current currency system, a product of the past. He went on to say that the dollar cannot be the world reserve currency anymore and called for the Chinese currency to replace it ahead of a state visit that starts on Wednesday. Here's another headline. Who highlights need for U.S.-China cooperation, questions the dollar. He went on to say that we would all stand to gain from a sound China-U.S. relationship and lose from confrontation. And that continues there. Here's the Financial Times of London. Who questions future role of U.S. dollar? This on the heels in the last month or so of China and Russia starting to engage in trade using Chinese currency. And then you've got Wayne Madsen and others saying that that was a Chinese missile test off the coast. By the way, what's your view on that, Webster?
There are two competing stories. One is that the U.S. trying to scare China. There's another story. It's China trying to scare the U.S. I don't know. It just shows that the tensions are rising. But look,
now they're sending in more Chinese troops into North Korea. This is the first time in 16 years.
Right. On this reserve currency issue, though, you have to understand, what does it take to be a reserve currency, and who has this wherewithal? Right now, it's the U.S. and nobody else. If you want to be a reserve currency, that means that world central banks keep their reserves in your currency. And therefore, you've got to have something like the U.S. Treasury bill, Treasury bond market, which is very broad and very deep and very liquid, with a turnover of about $1 trillion, $1 trillion a day go in and out, much, much more than the stock market and the other things that the people look at. And if you want to have a reserve currency, you've got to be able to say, I've got a treasury market that is so well developed on the U.S. model that you can put in basically any amount of securities and get cash back the same day. Now, nobody comes close. The U.S. market goes back to Alexander Hamilton and the funded national debt. It goes back to Lincoln. It goes back to all, it's a whole thing, a process of building this up. Now, I would warn people, if you mess with the borrowing, if you drive the United States into default, you're going to destroy that treasury market, and that's going to be a world catastrophe. That will mean that there'll be no world reserve currency of any kind because the Chinese don't have this. The Chinese are just now taking the first timid steps in making the renminbi tradable internationally. I mean, it's a tiny fraction.
But they are making the right decisions on investing in infrastructure.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And now they're talking about financing speed trains in the U.S.
Absolutely.
Because the United States elites cannot invest in anything. It's all completely predatory. But where do you – I mean, obviously, they're sending in troops for the first time in 16 years into North Korea, the Chinese are. Where do you – versus where you want to see it go, where do you see it going? I mean, as there's more and more announcements of the dollar being phased out. I mean, obviously, folks are mad that the globe is being flooded with these, and we're already seeing evidence of inflation rearing its head in commodities across the board from food to oil.
That's right. Now, again, nobody else has the apparatus to be a reserve currency. Nobody comes close. Not Japan, not the euro. Again, look at that U.S. Treasury.
No, the banking cartel and the SVR, they're transcending nations.
Yeah, but you don't have that U.S. Treasury market. That's something you can't just pull out of your pocket from one minute to the next. It's a real national asset. It's worth keeping. Now, the response of the U.S. elites, however, to the weakness of the dollar, right, to the tendency, there is a possibility that central banks will begin to dump their dollar reserves, and they want to avoid this. Now, that gets us back to the question of the Middle East war. Now, we had a flare-up of Middle East war danger, I would say, back in July, August, September. I wrote some pretty big articles about how the U.S. attack on Iran was back on the front burner. In the first issue of the new year, the London Economist puts on the cover, another Middle East war, oh no, not again. And the idea is now that this is because Hezbollah and the pro-Iranians in Lebanon, essentially, have now built up this huge arsenal of rockets, which are not simply these old World War II type things, but now we've got some 200-kilometer, 300-kilometer short-range ballistic missiles with conventional warheads that could be used against the Israeli airfields in northern Israel. So you could imagine a multi-cornered war with Lebanon, Syria, Iran, and possibly Hamas from Gaza shooting rockets into Israel, and the Israelis, of course, retaliating like mad, and who knows where that will lead us. If you were watching Al Jazeera last night, there was a fairly interesting program about the various kinds of missiles that are now available, and we know that Hamas has been gone back to shooting rockets in the past couple of weeks, and in December there's an example of somebody in Gaza shooting a Cornet missile at an Israeli tank. Now, the Cornet, look this up on the internet. This is an armor-piercing missile with laser-guided, and it's designed to go through the reactive armor on a modern tank. This is quite a formidable little piece of hardware.
Why on earth would the Arabs want to play into this conflict when it's clear the globalists want it. Webster, we are just out of time. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Very informative. As always, tarpley.net. We have your latest article up on Infowars.com. We come back. I'm going to get more in and got more into what happened with the ongoing dollar devaluation and what is unfolding there. But Webster, always great talking to you.
Thank you, Alex.
Hope you're having a great new year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, retransmission continues. We're going to retransmission now, 20 minutes here into the fourth hour.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job.
Okay, we're back live. And
well connected.
we get deeper into this New World Order, we see what the Trilateral Commission openly wrote about, what the Council on Foreign Relations openly wrote about, happening. And we know how deep into it we've gotten, and we know because we have a roadmap. The globalists have been public about this. They just have such disdain for the public. They think the public won't read it, won't see it, won't care. And in, to a great extent, that's true. But a lot of people are waking up, are getting involved, and the globalists, admittedly, are starting to get concerned because what they're doing is so bold. And they're counting on it being so bold, so out in the open, so wild, so over the top that people will just be overwhelmed by it and have a sense of hopelessness. But the only hopelessness is if we don't stand up and don't resist. We know if we resist, we've got a great chance of turning this whole situation around. Obviously, it is big news all over the world today. What Hu Jintao, the Chinese president, said yesterday ahead of his visit coming up in 2 days on Wednesday to the United States. Who questions future role of U.S. dollar? Now, this would be bad enough if we were like Mexico, devaluing its currency, but still had exports. But the fact that we've been hollowed out industrially, the fact that our industrial system has been purposefully transferred to China through taxing and environmental rules that made it almost impossible to operate here in the U.S., the fact that the big mega banks gave unlimited loans to the communist Chinese because they were authoritarian and inside deals could be made, means that when the dollar begins to accelerate into the depths of its final decline, it is going to have unprecedented effects on our way of life. And when you start thinking about what it'll do to people on fixed incomes, what oil and food prices and commodities prices going up is already doing, and we haven't seen the tip of the proverbial iceberg yet. What it's going to do to people's savings in the bank. What it's going to do to Americans' capacity who are running retail systems to buy these cheap goods that are made in China and to sell them. Just across the board, it is a very, very dangerous time that we're entering. And as people make less money, it's going to be harder for them to buy the products they need. And meanwhile, the media just continues to lie and behave like everything is fine and that we've come out of the recession a year and a half ago and things look great in 2011, while the globalists themselves in the G20 communiques, in their country-to-country communications, they're like, brace yourselves, total collapse, food riots, global geopolitical overthrows going on. I mean, we're entering a very volatile time by design that they openly say they're going to create a world government on the other end of. They've already got the system in place. Now they're emerging publicly. They're now admitting the world government is being established and selling it as if it is the solution when it is the creator, the fount, the progenitor, the culprit of what we see now taking place. So who questions future role of U.S. dollar? China's president Hu Jintao has raised questions on the role of the U.S. dollar in the global monetary system on the eve of a state visit to Washington, saying the current international currency system is a product of the past and that the dollar will be replaced and that he wants it to be replaced by the Chinese currency. I mean, that is so incredible. Here's another one out of the Wall Street Journal. Who highlights need for U.S.-China cooperation questions the dollar. And you can go on and read his quotes here about he talks about how we can both gain from a sound China-U.S. relationship and lose from confrontation. So he's saying just go along with it. We've got the money. We will build the super trains in the U.S. We will own your ports. We will literally own and control Walmart. We will run your country. And China signed on to the New World Order. They said, you're going to give us unlimited development. You're going to make us the main engine of world government in the 70s. We'll have one-child policies. We'll forcibly abort babies. We'll let you use newborn babies for medical experiments. We are completely vampiric and cold-blooded. And David Rockefeller said, you are given the crown of Satan. You are now the king. Prepare to destroy the U.S. And they said, absolutely, we love it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. 9231, and I want to talk to first-time callers today after I go through this bank of callers. I notice the lines are already loaded, but I want to give first-time callers a chance after we talk to these folks to give us their take on China saying, hey, we'll all gain from working together, we'll lose by confrontation. As the United States does drills off the coast, as China does drills off our coast, as Chinese troops pour into North Korea, that's in AFP and Reuters today, the first time since 1994 when tensions last crested. Of course, we had a war via surrogate, via proxy, with China during the Korean War and the Vietnam War, while the Rockefellers, Arm & Hammer, and others on record owned and controlled the steel plants and the stock in Opel, subdivision of GM, and, of course, Ford, building the trucks, building the weapons, building the missiles in Russia and China to then be shipped and allowed to land in the north at the harbor. U.S. submarines didn't touch them. You're like, well, what was the globalist goal? Have a war. Get the troops hooked on opium. Bring them back. Those that didn't get hooked on opium got hooked on killing. Make them cops. Bring the corrupt drug-dealing troops in. Have them run CIA drug dealing nationwide. I mean, this is on record. You know how many Army officers I've talked to who are retired, who the CIA tried to recruit to deal drugs in the U.S.? I mean, I know a couple Army officers in my family, and they were all approached and said no. I mean, America is run by pure evil. Don't people get it? The globalists are totally ruthless. They run both sides, and they don't run the individual American, and they don't have full control over our media. Those vestiges of the free press are still there. That's why they're trying to come in and shut down alternative media. That's why they're trying to demonize people that are pushing and promoting liberty. Because they know that they're coming to the end of the cycle, and they either have to get more tyranny in place or they're going to be brought to justice. It's either more tyranny is going to take place and hardcore degradation, or we're going to start back in the other direction. And we're at that key balancing point, that flux point right now. Who calls currency system product of the past? AFP. Who highlights need for U.S.-China cooperation, questions dollar. Who questions future role for U.S. dollar? And he goes on to say, the dollar is a thing of the past, but he said, how do we replace it with their currency? Now, what did I tell you a month or two ago, a month and a half ago, that announcement with Putin and Hu Jintao, Vladimir Putin and Hu Jintao of China, the Prime Minister of Russia and the President of China, said we're now only going to engage in country-to-country trade, which is huge, especially in raw materials from Russia to China, finished goods from China to Russia, in the Chinese currency. Well, first they said we're going to trade amongst ourselves. We haven't decided on the currency yet, and clearly it's not going to be the ruble. So I said, you watch, it's going to be the Chinese currency. And then it was. They announced that just 3 weeks ago. So a month and a half ago, they announced they're going to do trade with a new currency. Then they announced a month ago or so, 3 weeks ago, that it's going to be between the two nations. I mean, this is happening now. Yuan ruble trade starts as Russia-China shun dollar. Bloomberg. Yeah, it's December 15th or 3 weeks ago, almost 4 weeks ago. So all of that is going on. Then, meanwhile, the globalists have to crack down with this police state here domestically, so they've got to launch false flags attacks. Now, if you go back in mid-September, and in Kurt Nemo's article, he breaks all this down and has the video of yours truly, Alex Jones, in September, breaking down exactly what would happen. And again, I'm not bragging I broke down exactly what happened. I'm saying we know what we're talking about. This stuff's all hidden in plain view. Go read Kurt Nemo's article and then watch the 15-minute video where I said what was going to happen. I said it's going to come out that Israel and the U.S. together designed this. It's going to come out that Israel launched it, and they're going to use it to call for the end of Internet freedom as we know it and the cybersecurity takeover of the web, and they're going to launch further false flag attacks on the web, but that will happen after they hype up the attacks are coming. What do 9,000 locations have going in right now? Giant telescreens. What are they now announcing? Cybersecurity attack, prepare for it, don't trust the web, the feds have to take over the web to protect it. So they're now entering that sector of a false flag attack on the web. They're now beginning to parrot that. When they bring in the full depression, the full dollar devaluation, are they going to let people be on the air? Probably not, folks. They'll probably trump something up if they go ahead with this. We're right up to the stalemate right now. They're waiting to move with total martial law. They're waiting to move with total oppression, total tyranny. Right now, they're lined up on our border like Hitler lined up on the Polish border. Now, if we stand up to them and tell them we know what they're doing, and if we have courage, they may back off and may backstep, as Lindsey Williams said yesterday. These people are not invincible. If they think you're going to go along with it, though, they are going to do it. Now, I told you the government launched that attack. And here it is. Israel test on worm called crucial in Iran nuclear deal. Delay. Again, Israel's test on worm called crucial in Iran nuclear delay. And then they have the U.S. government and others saying that they tested the jointly made super worm at the Israeli Dimona nuclear facility because they have similar centrifuges and computers as to the Iranians, and that they worked with Israel and then launched it. Now, the issue here is they launched it, and then they came out a month later. This is 3 months ago, a month into it. They launched it 3.5 months ago, and I predicted, and they did a month later, now 2 months ago, that they would then say, see, we've got to have cybersecurity takeover of the web, and NATO's announcing they've got to track everybody in real time, which they're already doing. They're just letting you now know that you have no privacy, no Fourth Amendment. In Europe, they have similar laws about illegal wiretapping and authoritarian systems. They're just saying, we don't care, it's to protect you. When NATO is, again, the European arm of the narcotics trade, child kidnapping, all over the news, and they're going to protect you from the child kidnapping and the drugs they're now announcing. Satan is going to protect you from Beelzebub. Beelzebub is going to protect you from Baphomet. Baphomet is going to protect you from Leviathan. Leviathan is going to protect you from Set. Set is going to protect you from the old serpent. The old serpent is going to protect you from the devil. Mm-hmm. Confirmed, Stuxnet was false flag launched by Israel and the United States. And on Saturday, the gray lady of establishment propaganda, the New York Times, passively admitted that the Stuxnet virus responsible for crippling Iran's nuclear energy program and bouncing back to the U.S. was engineered by Israel and the U.S. intelligence. And it goes on. It goes on to break it all down. Let me just read to you from the New York Times and we'll go to your calls. Israel test on worm called crucial in Iran nuclear delay. The Dimona complex at the Negev Desert is famous as the heavily guarded heart of Israel's never acknowledged nuclear arms program. It's all admitted, but then if they don't say so, then we're not allowed to talk about it. Where neat rows of factories make atomic fuel for the arsenal. Over the past 2 years, according to intelligence and military experts familiar with its operations, Dimona has taken on a new, equally secretive role as a critical testing ground in a joint American and Israeli effort to undermine Iran's efforts to make a bomb of its own. Behind Dimona's barbed wire, the experts say, Israel has spun nuclear centrifuges virtually identical to Iran's, where Iranian scientists are struggling to enrich uranium. They say Dimona tested the effectiveness of the Stuxnet computer worm, a destructive program that appears to have wiped out roughly a fifth of Iran's nuclear centrifuges and helped delay, though not destroy, Tehran's ability to make its first nuclear arms. To check out the worm, you have to know the machines, said American expert of nuclear intelligence. The reason the worm has been effective is the Israelis tried it out. So there they are, just admitting all this, but then simultaneously Kurt's article links to J. Rockefeller, Lieberman, and a bunch of others in the last couple months saying, we've got to give up Internet freedom. We've got to have the Pentagon, through cybersecurity, take over the entire web. If you have an ISP company with more than 100 customers, you've got to take government training, and they're now announcing and get a government license to even operate Internet servers, and that you've got to put pieces of equipment in, they say, that openly snoop on everything. This goes back to the 96 Telecommunications Act, where they paid $9 billion to the major telecoms to put the whole buildings and whole floors added on to the AT&T and other systems that everything then runs through. But see, the big company said, give us money to do that. With little people, they just say, you're an indentured servant. Indentured servitude. We don't care if it violates the Constitution. You will put in all this equipment. Kind of like the EAS system under FEMA in 96. It didn't pay cable, broadcast TV, UHF, VHF, AM, FM, shortwave, to put an EAS FEMA box in at the transmitter, remote control controlled by shortwave, now by satellite, where every radio station in the country under FCC licensure is under full government control, and you have to pay for that. Well, now they're just going to wire basically EAS software into everything. And what do they say they need it for? because the Chinese launched the Stuxnet, or the Russians did, sure, and the Easter bunnies did, too. The Pentagon has to take the web over. They have to get rid of your speech. They have to recruit all the young kids out of high school to be part of their new cybersecurity army. They have to put up big telescreens in all the major shops and shopping malls, now going in now, telling you to watch out on the Internet and watch your neighbors, because they're getting ready to hammer the Internet. They're getting ready to tax it. They're getting ready to have Internet ID tracking you where you go. That was put in 4 years ago into all the Microsoft operating systems. It's just there waiting, that little kernel. But now Obama announces it last week. Yes, for the children's safety, right as NATO announces it. The total grid going into place right now. And they're doing it all after the U.S. and Israel launched the Stuxnet. And we wrote an article about this, and I saw comments on InfoWars in an article saying, how dare you attack Israel, you traitor? How dare you, Jones? You know, you're going to get it. Because I'm reporting that Israel and the U.S. government have launched yet another false flag and then publicly brag about it and say, I've got to give up my free speech for the love of Israel's corruption. And then there's the other schizophrenics in there commenting, look at Jones covering up for Israel again, schizophrenically, as I called up Kurt Sunday and we wrote that article together. And I told Kurt the areas I thought were important, sent him over some of the links and statements, and we collaborated on that article. I mean, this is the insanity of people trying to make everything about Alex Jones. Either I'm bad for talking about what Israel's up to, or I'm not hating Israel properly. Well, the truth is, I don't hate Israel, I don't hate China, I don't hate Germany, I don't hate the U.S. I hate the corrupt forces that are in there, but it isn't about Alex Jones. And that's this mental illness that I'm sick of. It isn't about me. We've all been trained to fight with each other. Have you ever gone crab fishing? I mean, you could just take a piece of bacon or a piece of ham and throw it in, no hook, just a weight, and the crabs are so greedy that you can slowly pull them up, like a dog, you know, you're playing tug of war with, you can slowly pull up a crab and then have your net and grab them up. And when you got about five or six crabs in the big bucket, they'll be trying to crawl out. And if they work together like fire ants, they would get out. But when they don't attack each other till one tries to climb out and leave. Misery likes company. And when one crab starts trying to climb out to get away, the others come over and grab them. And I was going through some of my YouTube videos, the fluoride video we launched, and another one about how they're training citizens to spy on each other and saying if somebody buys guns or somebody's talking about politically controversial things, go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. And I was covering that in a video, and so I was, you know, just seeing the hit counts. And I'm like, oh, 80,000 in 3 days, that's not bad. Oh, only 25,000 views in 2 days on my fluoride special that's 10 minutes long and documents it. Man, you know, that's too bad. I wish it was being seen by more. And I looked down at one of the first comments, and it said, Alex Jones is pure scum. He's not having attorney Cryer on, who got a jury trial and found that the IRS, you know, was basically unconstitutional and that he got off in a jury trial on failure to file. What a piece of trash. What a coward. What an agent. And I just looked at that, and I wasn't hurt by the fact that he was calling me a coward and an agent and scum. I was hurt by the fact that I looked at the guy's channel, and he had a lot of good videos and things on there, and a lot of interviews I'd done with people. You know, the good fruit that I've provided, the good work I've done, not because I want accolades, but because I want to defeat tyranny. I want a future. And I've interviewed Tommy Cryer, I think, three or four times on that subject. I've interviewed Joe Bannister. I invited Joe Bannister to come speak at both my speeches in California. It's like it isn't about Israel working with the U.S., launching the Stuxnet, and trying to use it to take our free speech away in America. And we have direct connections through Lieberman and others who we know are dual Israeli agents, openly saying take our free speech, and so we write an article about it and say it's wrong for Israel to launch this false flag on us and then try to take our free speech so we can just be a milk cow to supply money and weapon systems that they then sell to China. And then I criticize for telling the truth by people. I mean, Israel admits they helped launch this false flag. I just tell the truth. And so I get bashed and you know, told I'm anti-Semitic because it has nothing to do with that. I'm exposing a corrupt government. It's like they say, are you anti-Asian because you're exposing China? I've been asked that by media. No. Am I anti-German because I criticize Hitler? Or if I criticize the fictitious Don Corleone or somebody real like John Gotti, am I anti-Italian? I mean, this is mental illness. This is how people have been trained to be dishonest, intellectually dishonest, delusional. And just because people woken up to the New World Order, they haven't woken up. Again, I don't grieve because so many people lie about me and who I am and build these straw men about me and attack someone who isn't Alex Jones. I get upset for them because a lot of them aren't agents. They really think I've supported the IRS. They really think I'm promoting the Federal Reserve, its owner. And so we can't have a debate about Israel running false flags or trying to save the Internet. It's got to be how Alex Jones works for Israel or, schizophrenically, how Alex Jones is attacking innocent little Israel when Israel is admittedly here helping launch the Stuxnet, which then our government is using to take my free speech away. It isn't about Alex Jones. It's about preserving free speech, property rights, the right to self-defense, the family. I mean, if you've got those things and a relationship with God and know there's something bigger than yourself, you've got the engine of liberty and freedom. It isn't about Alex Jones, folks. It's about waking up and fighting tyranny. Don't you get it?
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Was a highwayman.
Okay, I'm going to stop hogging the broadcast for myself here. It's just that we've all got to hang together or hang separate. And they are coming after the internet. They are coming after free speech. They are going to run more hoaxes like the Tucson shooter, who it now admits was an absolute liberal Bush hater. That's even in the New York Times. I told you 8 days ago he was clearly a cross-dressing devil worshiper. I know the M.O. of that crew. I studied different strata of society. I knew the music he was into, all of it. Boom, knew instantly. It's only devil worshipers dressing up like grim reapers that can go around killing people. They're into it. What do you think the Nazis did? They dressed up in black outfits and wore skulls on their hat. I mean, when you're wearing skulls on your hat, folks, you're evil. When you wear your flag openly, our troops would never have skulls on their uniforms until World War II. They started adopting some of the Nazi stuff. And then now today, it's just skulls 666 all over the helicopters. I see it on the news all the time. And, you know, when you start putting 666 on your helicopter or your tank, or got human skulls, rotten heads on the front of your Abrams tank, those guys are coming back to be cops. And you think they're going to stop driving around listening to death metal and blaring, the Drowning Pool? And so then we see some guy taking hallucinogens every day who gets into really destructive type music. Even if you don't believe in God and the devil, they're tuning into that archetype. They're tuning in and manifesting a love of death and destruction. But you notice I am 180 degrees the opposite direction from somebody like this guy, but I'm still being blamed for him in the news. Long after they're not blaming Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh anymore, they're still today in the news blaming yours truly. I always get the blame. And why is that? From every side. Because I'm real, ladies and gentlemen. And people can't believe there's somebody bold and real and legitimate. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I fund my operation as best I can. Most revolutionaries in history rob banks. Founding fathers would rob British banks to fund themselves. I don't do that. I'm pretty darn moral. I try to be moral, but it doesn't mean I'm perfect. But I want freedom. I want decency. I want to be honorable. I want to be strong. I want to be credible. I want to help people. And the New World Order knows that, and that's why they build up straw men at every level of national media, local media, alternative media. They build straw men of who I'm not and then say I am that bad thing as an attempt to tear down the image of Alex Jones. Because if they can tear down the image of Alex Jones or a Ron Paul or others, who, again, aren't perfect, but are the ones that we know have good hearts and are moving in the right direction, then no one has any faith. No one believes we can have victory. No one believes we can have success. They want you to believe you've already been beaten. The globalists want to remain foggy and faceless. They don't want you to see them in the eyes for what they are, humans just like us. I mean, who knows what's going to happen to me as things get more and more hardcore, as we get bigger and bigger exponentially. We are exploding right now. And quite frankly, I'm not like, yay, for my individual self. I'm mourning that because I realize how dangerous it is. And I realize that if I don't sell out, they're going to hurt me, whether in the media and or individually or physically. But I'm not going to sell out. I'm going to continue to put the pedal to the metal for liberty. Besides, I've gone too far. I can't even sell out now. I mean, I'm committed to this, and I hope you're committed to it, because where the road leads you, if we don't get off of it, it's going to be rough and it's going to be hard, but it's going to be a lot better than going down that road. And to so many people that work for the government and work for these major corporations that have sold out, man, you've sold out to something that is going to destroy you. I promise we're coming back in 60 seconds, going directly to Tim, Rick, Julio, John, David.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.